Hello, welcome to Dailyish, episode number 44. I said I wasn't going to do episode numbers, so never mind. Welcome to Dailyish for Friday, September 26th. It is 13 degrees outside, going up to 22 or thereabouts today. Another beautiful day on this Not a Weather podcast. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. Visit campaignmonitor.com to sign up for an awesome email newsletter, or visit canvas.cm to check out their amazing template builder. This episode is a reunion of an old podcast partner of mine who was one of the very first podcasts I did was with this person, and she has decided to join me in the Good Stuff podcasting studios today. Set up a mic, and so we're feeling very fancy and nerdy a bit. Oh, I am anyways. She's probably feeling... How are you feeling, Sue? Sue is my... We did a Surviving Survivor podcast way, way back when, 4+ years ago. And I don't even think...
We didn't do the whole season, did we?
No, we quit halfway through or something. Cause it just got... Like I said yesterday in Dailyish, it's just hard to do with kids and life the way it is. So anyway, she thought she'd join me today for Dailyish to give... Or I thought she should, to give our thoughts about Survivor. So,
yeah.
So why do we, you want to watch, say, what, justify why we watch it first?
Well, because the thing is, I always feel like a little bit embarrassed to tell people that I still watch Survivor, because really, like, it has been on forever. Who still watches Survivor, right?
29 seasons, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But here's the thing. We started watching Survivor the year after we got married. So, because it started in 2000. I just looked this up last night because I was like, was it 1990? Was it the year we got married or the year after? So anyways, it was started the summer after we got married, like a year or whatever after we got married. So for me, part of it is it has been just part of our married life for our entire married life. And so we have to keep watching it. The question is, what is going to end first, Survivor or our marriage?
That's what I was going to say. Is it like the plant in the room? This is our thing that we have to keep alive.
If we don't keep it alive, our marriage will die.
Hopefully it's not tied to that, because I'm assuming Survivor's going to end before.
And so, yeah, so we can. And I honestly, like Chris, you maybe have... missed an episode or two. I honestly think I have not missed a single episode. There's maybe one episode of all of the seasons of Survivor that I have not watched. I've watched every single one.
There was almost a season I missed.
In order. This is like not like I didn't, I have, I don't, I can't binge watch it. I don't like download the whole season or anything like this. This is like over the years since 2000, so 14 years, I have been watching Survivor and I've never missed an episode. I'm on a really good streak there. I can't stop it.
The show, you legitimately, it's not like just that. Like I do too. Like,
yes.
Like the show, we enjoy it.
Yeah.
It has its campy moments and cheesy, stupid things and all that kind of stuff, like any reality TV show. But Survivor and Amazing Race are the two that we...
And to me, those are the original reality TV, right? Like
definitely Survivor.
And Survivor definitely is. But Amazing Race came not after that. And they are still the best, in my opinion. I don't watch a whole lot of other reality TV, so I can't really, really judge that. But a lot of the other stuff has gone the way of really, you know, like the sensationalist way of, oh, let's make it all about the drama and, you know, who hates who and all that kind of stuff. And Survivor actually has even moved farther away from that. It was a little bit more like that in the beginning. And now it's all about like the challenges, and they add fun new things. Like they've really made it a good game.
Yeah.
And I like that. Most shows move farther and like closer and closer to that sensationalist drama, whatever, you know, let's make it all about the relationships and who hates who and all that kind of stuff. And I like that Survivor hasn't done that.
Yeah. So it started, the new season 29 started on Wednesday night. We didn't get to watch it till Thursday night, last night. And it's following
that
this,
will usually be the case.
Yeah, which will. So this might be a semi-regular thing, Friday, Thursday night review or Friday morning review of Survivor. But it's following the same premise of last season of Blood versus Water, where you're paired up with someone, like actual blood relation, not just a buddy or right. I think everybody's either dating or
they're dating or I don't think there was any friends. It was brothers. Yeah, no, I think it's all like
father,
they're either
son,
married, they're
mother, daughter.
Yeah, like a parent relationship. They're
there's the one couple that's dating. There's twins. There's,
it's a loved one. That's the way they phrase it.
Right.
Everyone has a loved one.
But then, so, and then the idea being that then they split them up into two different tribes. So you're not paired up with your loved one. You're split up.
You're playing against them.
Sort of playing against them. But then at some point, the tribes merge and you'll, whoever lasts that long to that point gets to be reunited together. And speaking of Amazing Race, it's kind of funny that those two worlds are crossing over because there's a team or two people who have been on the Amazing Race twice are now getting a chance to try Survivor. Nadia and...
Natalie, is it? It's not.
I can't remember.
It's another N name, but I can't remember.
Twinnies. Anyways, they were
the twinnies.
We just got kind of annoyed with them on Amazing Race, actually, and then all of a sudden they show up on Survivor, and we're kind of like annoyed. But they actually made. They were actually pretty good this episode, or the episode. I don't know if we should we have spoilers on here. We should just say that we're going to spoil Survivor.
Well,
so if you haven't watched
Friday, if you haven't seen it and you're listening and you don't want to know who got voted off.
We'll talk about it and
then listen to this podcast later after you've watched it.
There you go.
Right?
So they one of the twins got voted off this episode.
Yeah. And you know what? I was kind of sad about that.
But I was...
I think that she would probably be a really good player. And I was, the more she, like the episode went along, I was like, oh, she's actually going to be a good player. And she's got a good head on her shoulders. And so I was excited to watch her play. And then, then she got voted off.
I was thinking though afterwards, because she did seem to talk very well. She seemed to be a bit more politically aware of the stuff going on. She wasn't trying to like throw anybody into the bus. She was saying really positive things, which maybe is her personality. But also was thinking like she's been on TV twice already.
Mm-hmm.
She's very aware that this is going to be on TV. Whereas on, I think for a lot of people with Survivor, as much as they watch the show, when they're in the game, they don't really remember some of that aspects, especially at like tribal council and stuff. And so they just let things fly, especially the last few years. Everything's been kind of like just we'll talk about alliances. We'll talk about whatever and anything. And they don't really.
At tribal council, you mean? Or
yeah. And they're not really conscious of the fact, even saying things about other people with just the camera, and it's like they're not really conscious of the impact that's going to have outside of the game in real life, you know? Whereas she seemed very aware that this is all going to be on display again.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, she had that experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's new is, or bringing back, but wasn't in last season, is the Exile Island aspect.
Yeah.
And so they had one of the person who lost the initial challenge, which was against her husband, had to get sent off to Exile Island. And then,
well, and you know what? This is the thing. I really like this blood versus water. Like, I really enjoyed it when they did it two seasons ago, and I'm glad they're doing it again because I love the just the aspect to the game that it brings. It's totally different to suddenly, you know, rather than just easily going with your team, you know, you're fighting, you're challenged against this other person. It just brings this whole new dimension into it of like, now I'm, you know, I want to win versus, you know, me versus my wife. I want to win. But if I win and she loses, then I'm putting her in a really bad position. And yeah, it's like, you know, it pulls at your heartstrings and stuff like that, which is kind of.
Yeah, it makes for some of that drama that you were talking about.
Yeah, maybe that's it. I just said they weren't bringing in the drama, and maybe that is the drama. It's good drama, though. It's like, you know, it's real drama, I guess, maybe. Maybe that's what I like about it, rather than this fake, like, oh, no, my friend that I've known for 2 weeks has gotten voted off. I'm so distraught. You know, like, it's,
right.
You know, like, a week later, you're not going to care about them anymore. Whereas, you know, husband and wife, yeah, you actually do care about them.
Yeah. Which we both kind of were, grimacing or whatever. Some of the way that, so when the guy had to send his, and won the contest, send his wife to Exile Island, and then Jeff's asking him all about how he's, the guy, the husband, is feeling, you know, sending his wife off for.
Well, no, I wasn't talking about that. When I was talking about when they first divided the tribes, and Jeff is going back and forth, you know, how do you feel about your brother being on the other tribe, and how do you feel about this? And he didn't ask any of the wives. He just asked the husbands, how do you feel about your wife being on that other tribe, you know? And as if, like, how is she going to fend for herself without you? You know, that was totally the implication of his, you know, you're not there to protect her and all that kind of stuff. And Like, that's fine. Like, I do believe that that's a good husband-wife relationship when the husband feels that way about the wife. But then to not turn it back on the wife and say, how are you feeling about your husband being there to fend for himself and you not to be there to support him and to help him? And, you know, like, there wasn't any of that. It's just, you know, just the woman, you know, is now by herself and she can't right. handle it. Whereas the guy by himself, of course, because he's a man, he can handle it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was sexist.
They did do that as well when the husband and wife were separated, right?
It was all about... And that, yeah, exactly. They just further your poor extended wife. It.
And then he had to, like, pick the, whatever, outback kind of guy to go protect his wife on Exile Island. Never mind the fact that there's been plenty of women who've gone to Exile Island alone, like purely alone, not even with anybody else in the past.
And exactly.
Somehow they survived.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, and I'm sure, I would guess, I don't know, maybe that's probably half editing and half Jeff questions. Who knows what the mix is there, but as far as what they actually decide to end up showing. Because I'm sure all, like we said before on that long ago podcast we did, a lot of, you know, I'm sure those conversations go on a lot longer than what we see. And they edit out things and try to just craft a story around it and all that kind of stuff. But so overall, I guess, any other thoughts on episode one?
Well, a really great line was, because I've been divorced 3 times, I've learned that I have to go with my gut.
So, there's the mother-daughter team and the mother has been divorced 3 times.
Yeah, I think maybe 3 times being divorced has taught you that you shouldn't trust your gut because you are making some bad decisions.
Yeah, I mean, we're assuming a few things on her part.
Totally, purely judging on very limited information and all of that. You know,
that's the fun of Survivor.
We don't know her story at all. And so, but still, that it just kind of was like, I don't know if you're actually learning anything.
Because they were in reference, they were talking in context about like picking a teammate or someone to make an alliance with. And so like, I have to go with my gut because, you know, I've gone through 3 divorces and this taught me this. Never mind the irony.
You'd think that would maybe teach her that my gut has not been taught, like showed me the right way or whatever. Yeah. Anyways.
They just show it. That's the, like, especially the start of the season, they have to like build everybody up into some stereotype or archetype that they that makes it easy to like remember them as the divorcee or whatever, and the daughter who's taking over, and there's the baseball player jock guy who sounds exactly like either Putty from Seinfeld or whatever on Emperor's New Groove.
Isn't that the same guy?
It's the same voice actor. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay. I thought you were referring to two different people.
He's in a new movie now again, and he's playing the exact same thing. I just saw. What, the one we watched?
Peabody, Mr. Peabody and
Sherman. Yeah. Sherman, yeah. We just watched the trailer with our kids last night, and it's like the same character again, which is funny. So anyway.
Because he's really good at it, and he's really funny.
Yeah.
So if that's what you're good at, then you might as well just keep doing it.
Lean into it.
Right.
So, Survivor. We're excited about the season?
Yeah.
After one episode?
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I like the blood versus water. I like the aspect of that.
And I like the challenge, the fact that.
And
like,
their challenges are so much better now. Like,
yeah.
Think back to like, you know, the beginning seasons. It was like they had to do hardly anything. And I love that they've, you know, there's like a physical and a mental challenge to each, you know, each big thing. And yeah, I love those things. I love seeing what a huge setup they do for one game. And then that's it.
Yeah.
They take that all down. So, yeah. I love that kind of stuff.
And they, what do you there was that one reference to like the dad, the older guy, found a amulet or something at the watering hole, but it wasn't like an idol. Do you think he was just grabbing a,
you know what? But then her clue said to go to the, like, that it was around the well. And he took that off thinking, well, it might not be an idol, but I'll take it anyways.
Right, so maybe at some point in the game they're going to reveal that these are what idols look like, and it's not going, because in the past it's always been wrapped up in the thing. It says,
"Yeah, you're right." It has a note with it and everything.
This is how you can use it, and this is what it is.
Yeah,
so it'd be interesting that they.
But I don't know. I wonder if that was a clue or something that she's supposed to find. But who knows?
An interesting dynamic they could do with the idols is like have it where it's like one half, and you have to pair it up with an idol on the other side or something, and so it might be your loved one that finds it and someone else, or maybe it would be someone else, and then you'd
that'd be a really good idea.
Have to figure out how you're going to use this thing. Yeah. There you go.
Get together with the other person that found it, and
yeah. But then you can't, you don't want to ask, just put it out there that you have this thing because, right. Yeah, there's a freebie for Jeff Probst.
Yes.
All right.
Come on, Survivor, take it on.
I think that's, yeah. So maybe we'll see. Might do this regularly. Give us some feedback. Give me some feedback. Hi, Chris, on Twitter. Are you handing out your Twitter?
I'm at Sue Enns with only one E on Twitter.
S-U-E-N-N-S. Because I set it up for her. And she
has but I never tweet. And I think the account is still locked, so you can't even follow me.
No, I think we unlocked it when we were traveling. Remember?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe you locked it again. Anyways, you can put in your request to Suda. And you can ask her how she's going to survive.
If I get a bunch of requests of people that want to follow me, then maybe I'll open it, unlock it.
You can ask her how she'll survive.
But you'll be disappointed because you never hear anything from me.
Away at work while somehow she struggles on at home. Just like Jeff. All right. And this is, I'm iChris on Twitter. Like I said, this has been Dailyish, which you can find on goodstuff.fm/dailyish. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye.